Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Well, hi, everybody. This is, I think we're having a little technical issue. I'm not showing that we're on. Is anyone there? I'm seeing that we have this ended. Let me try and restart here. Sorry, guys. Just a second. There we go. Okay. Yeah, it was my fault. Page problem. So, who do we have tonight? Let's see. I don't see anybody on yet, so I'll start by introducing myself. This is Doug Baker, and I have been a psychic for, oh my goodness, 20, 25 years practicing anyway. I started when I was a teenager. I guess I'm dating myself a little bit there. And first off, if there's anybody listening, thank you for tuning in tonight. This was kind of the last minute getting started tonight for me, so I'll thank you. Oh, we have a caller. Hot dog. Well, we'll get to you in just a second there, 513. Thank you for dialing in. Let me see. So what I usually do on the show is I take free calls. I do free mini readings on here. I offer longer in-depth readings privately, and you can find me at that on my Facebook page at Readings by Doug, and as I get the Pararamble page set up, you'll be able to find my information on there too, and I think it's going to be coming up on the Live Paranormal pages as well. Oh dear, well, our person, I think, dropped, so hopefully they'll call right back. Anyway, any of you listening, I don't have anybody in the queue waiting just yet, so if any of you want to call in, the guest call-in number is area code 347-202-0316. And what you'll want to do is just have a simple question available, whatever you'd like me to look at. I don't fluff you. If I don't get any answers on something, I'm going to tell you just that. I am a psychic. I use tools, and I also use the tool every one of us got, which is our intuition in our brain. And just the senses in our bodies as well. So the first thing I'll tell you is I cannot answer legal questions, and I cannot answer medical questions. It's not that I wouldn't like to, but in the state of Ohio, it is illegal to do either one of those things without a license. So I won't be able to help you with legal questions or with health questions. I might be able to give you some general guidance if I get it. But I can't give you any of that kind of guidance, and I will certainly, if I feel like your question is leaning that way, I'm going to advise you to go and seek someone local to you. The calls can come in from all across the country, so I don't really know anything about you ahead of time, and I like it that way because one of my teachers used to say that the more you know about someone, the harder it is to read for them. So this is a fun way to get in. And get your question answered. And sometimes you may not need a full session with the psychic. I mean, we can cover an awful lot of ground in 15 minutes, half an hour, an hour. It depends on how your local person would read or even if you were to call me. But this is a nice way to do it. I haven't had as many personal appointments open lately as I used to just because the pandemic kind of shut things down for a while. But gratefully, I think the world's finally getting its shoes back on. So I think we'll be turning around on that. But that being said, once again, the call-in number is 347-202-0316. So I'm going to go ahead and jump in with the person that's kindly their call drop, but they're back, 513. Now, again, I'm getting ready to click on them. So if you are listening in the background and I'm getting ready to bring you in on a call, if you have speakers on or your volume on, please turn that down because it could interfere with your phone, and then it might be difficult to hear you. But again, like I said, I don't look ahead to anybody that's calling in, you know, so because you don't have to pre-register for this show at this time. We're not that busy yet because we're just getting started. You may have to do that in the future, but right now, you know, I don't look ahead. I don't go look at your Facebook page or any of that stuff. So I'm just going to be most of the time talking to people that are most likely brand new with me or if you're brand new in general with reading. So the first thing I want you to realize, and then we'll get right to the caller there, is reading shouldn't be scary. So if you're with someone who's trying to intimidate you or ring your bell or scare you, just get up and walk away from the table. That is not the point. You know, this is, I consider it to be kind of a sacred responsibility when I work with people. I consider it a gift for me to be able to do that. And I have worked years to get at least where I am with it. And I think it is a really important thing to make sure that we keep it in that arena, because I don't treat it lightly, and I don't want you to have that issue either as you're working with people. So if you go to someone and they're trying to scare you or trying to do something like that, just get up and leave, because at a minimum, it may not always be fun, but this shouldn't be something where someone's trying to hold power over you. That shouldn't be it at all. So I try and keep it as lighthearted as I can. I usually talk pretty fast. Privately, I would, of course, allow you to record. I guess this is sort of recorded here since it's going out over the air. But anyway, if you have questions that we don't get to and you'd like to, why, go ahead and, like I said, look me up over on Readings by Doug on the Facebook there. And in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and get ready and bring in the caller. Thank you for holding there. And let me go ahead and get ready and click on you, and we'll bring you on and see what you're calling in for. Hello, 513. If I did this right, you should be on the air. Are you there?
Hi, Doug. How are you? Good evening.
Hey, I'm very good. What's your first name? Or I can just go by 513. That's up to you. But what would you like to be called?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. My name's John.
Well, it's awful nice to talk with you tonight. We had such a short time getting ready. I was afraid maybe no one would hear about it in time. So thank you. You're not only our first caller, but you're the only one at the moment. So you may get a little extra time, but thank you for calling. What can I do for you tonight? What can I help you with?
I have just had several family members pass away. I don't know. Are any of those people around me, or do I... I mean, do I feel them, or, and I don't really know, so.
Well, let me take a look. That's a good question to call in with. Let me see what we get.
Okay.
Well, now, isn't that interesting? You've got some energy behind you. I'm going to see if I can get any of them to come forward. You do have people in spirit. When I look at them, sometimes, you know, especially over the phone, I have to kind of envision your energy, and then I look behind you, because that's usually where mm-hmm. they are. You have a female energy with you that I don't think has been there very long, but there's almost a level of confusion of how to reach you. And let me see if I can get some more clarity on that. So give me just a second and see if I can get her out. Because she may not be able Well, let me rephrase that. She may not have learned exactly how to do the communication process yet, because some of them, it takes a minute. So let me see who's back here for you. But there's a woman there for sure. But let me see if I can get her to talk or get to say what she's doing. So 1 second. I hate the dead spots when I'm looking, because I know some of these mediums, they get them the second you're on the phone. They've got 14 people. I jokingly call me the sometimes medium, because sometimes I get them, sometimes I don't. But let me see who's there.
Okay.
Oh. Well, so the first thing I get, and I muted you so that we would be, we'd still be able to talk, but I can go ahead and go on and give you what's here. Okay, so there's a woman there in the background. I need you to know about her. She feels like she hasn't been gone very long. There's also two male energies that are there with you. For some reason, I'm having trouble getting names for them, and like I said, sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't, but I can tell you that you've got three people in spirit there anyway. And you've got some in the background as well. But again, I'm having a little trouble pulling them all forward. I don't understand what the hesitation is, so I'm going to try and get that. But sometimes when they come in, they jump up, they're ready to talk really, really fast, and they get into it very, very, very in-depth. But what I'm seeing with this is the first thing, again, I don't want to say there's confusion, but I can tell you the woman's energy, it's almost like she went very suddenly and didn't really realize she was going. And I hope that makes sense. I almost want to say your mother, but I won't, because I'm not getting totally clear mom energy. I'm getting energy like a very loving presence, which is why it leans me towards a mother or could even be a grandmother figure that's here. But she looks like she went very suddenly. And what I'm seeing with her is, and I don't want to confuse people when I say this, because when people go suddenly, they sometimes don't realize they're gone until they didn't have any time to say goodbye. And this one, weirdly, this she comes across like, again, like it was a surprise. And when I see that, it can make it a little time-consuming to get a hold of them, to actually get them clear enough to be able to speak clearly to you. So what I'm going to say with that is this. She's your strongest energy there. Now, I'm going to try and see if she has a preference for how she'll communicate. So give me just a second. So this is an interesting situation for all of you, all that are listening, and those on all of you. When you're trying to connect with someone in spirit, and sometimes I've got to teach it this way when I teach people how to do it, because I personally believe everyone has the ability to be able to speak in some form or another. You may not be able to do, you know, write whole books and do all that, but you should be able to connect with your mom or your dad or your wife or your husband, people, or even your children, people that you have cared about, often will be much easier to get a hold of, just like this woman here. Now, she presents for this 513 fellow that she's the most important of the group at the moment as far as wanting to reach out to make that connection, because she was the first one that came up. And for me personally, most of the time, that's how it works. First one that comes up either. And I want to be careful saying most important, because I don't want to mislead you and make you think that I think anyone's more important than the other on the other side. There can be a sense of urgency with the message about this woman. And I think that's the key. I think the key is first to let you know that she's safe. I don't see any issues about her not having been able to make it, or that she got stuck anywhere, because if she shows up this clearly during a reading session, that means she made it home safe. She didn't get stuck. She didn't get forgotten. And she wasn't scared not to go. So I want you to know that. And anyone that I've mentioned for 513 here has come up. All three of these folks made it. And again, you've got people in the background back there. So for you not to know that you're able to communicate with them, let me put it this way. There may be simply just some of this haze because she doesn't really know. The reason I say it this way and what I was trying to get back to is if you can't reach the person that you were trying to reach, and let's say just for giggle's sake, you know for a fact that they're no longer in body. You know that. So it's not a, gee, I haven't talked to this person in 20 years. I wonder if I can reach him. Well, sometimes that works. Sometimes it doesn't, especially when you're getting started. But let's say for these ones, you because like we started your call, you know that they're out of body because, you know that they've crossed over. The way to reach them if you are having trouble reaching someone in spirit, and this usually works for, like I said, anyone that I've talked to, is you want to work with the spirit guide of the one that you've lost. So let's say, just for clarity's sake tonight, since she feels very mothering and kind of a loving energy here, I'm going to say that I'm going to put her in the category of mother or maybe spiritual parent mother. And we'll talk about spiritual parents sometime. It won't be tonight because we've now thankfully got a couple callers on hold, so we'll get to you guys as quick as we can. I'm going to try and go a little quicker tonight than I did last time because I had a few two callers couldn't get in. So my point is, for you again, 513, try and reach their guides. And this is real simple. If you know someone in particular, and I'm not going to ask you who the ones that were lost are because you know who they are. We don't have to share that on the air. But in general for you, I'll try and get the rest of the info I can from her about her because I feel like once you get whatever her message is, if we don't get it totally clear tonight, once you get it in your personal practice, once that's done, then the others will come forward because, again, there's two males there too, and they look younger than her. And then, like I said, I see people in the background. Looks like you've got maybe looks like four anyway back. I want to say three, but you've got four back there. So you've got looks like seven in spirit that are with you right now. So you've got quite a troop there. But for her, again, it's like she went very suddenly. And by reaching the guide, you can get some information from them, and you can usually send limited messages to them. So as far as that goes, if you have a thought for her, I'm going to invite you to, at some time when you're ready, if you choose to do it, hold that thought in your head and make it as simple as you can. So let's say it's mom and you didn't get to tell her you love her. Just say, I love you. Maybe envision a little red heart full of love energy and send that to her. It'll get through to her. And as you work on sending a message to her or to him, whoever you're working with, as that passageway or that connection opens up, it'll get wider and it'll get easier for messages to get back to you. So as you work with them, you'll be able to get that back. This gal, strong loving energy here that I feel towards you, 513. And what I'm going to say is, if you know who she is, prepare a message and send it to her. It is not that you don't know that they're there. Maybe you just don't know how they're trying to communicate with you. But they will absolutely go in there and give you as much as they can as far as when they realize it and figure it out. Because especially when they go like suddenly or they were surprised by it, because often the body is surprised by it. One of my teachers used to say all death was suicide, and I didn't understand it at the time. But the thing is, your higher self knows, or your soul knows, before your body does. And this almost looks like this was a surprise for her. And I try and use that word very respectfully, because I would never make fun of anything like that. But and sometimes they'll make fun of it themselves, but that's not what's going on here. What I do get is this one has got a surrounding of four guides holding her in a circle, which is keeping her energy safe It's keeping her collected, and it's keeping her connected to God's love or source's love. So it's going to do some healing work on her. But as soon as she gets complete with that, I think she'll reach out closer to you, and it'll be a lot easier to communicate with her. So I hope that that takes care of the messages. And again, if you need to reach out closer to a medium in the physical down there, they will probably be able to reach the other folks that are in spirit with you. Like I said, the female came up strongest first, and then the two younger males came up. And I don't get that they're real young. They're just younger than her. So let me see if I can get any message out from her to you. Okay. So there's a, and this is going to sound incredibly bland, and I apologize, or kind of general, and I apologize for that. But what she's saying is, hold on. There's something you're supposed to hold on for. And that's what's coming out clear, but that's what's coming from her guides. I'm not getting it straight from her. So I'm going to tell you, I would wait, try and work on it, like I said, hold that picture, send the energy to her, and give it a good month and a half for this to clear, and for you to be able to pick it up clear, because the other thing I'm getting to answer the other part of your question is, you're going to be picking stuff up in dream time. Because dreams come real clear for you. Now, I get you have some issues recalling some of them, so I'm going to suggest to you, everybody's cell phone anymore, unless you got one of those old Nokias or flip phone, even they might have it, has a voice recording option. I want you to keep that by your bed, but have that app easy to get to. So when you wake up, even if it's the strangest little details, just rattle them off. Okay, oh, I remember the color blue, and there was a hippo and my little dog. Whatever it is, keep those notes, because this next month to month and a half is going to be helping you clue in on that stuff. So thank you so much for calling. I hope that took care of it. And I'm going to have to go on to the next person now. But thank you, and have a great night, and I hope that helped answer your question. Okay. Thank you, all the rest of you, for holding. We've got a few people in here. I think the next person that called was the 504, so I'll get to you next. And then I see a 6, oh, I'm sorry, then I see a 937. Well, that's almost a local person. Of course, this is a big state. You could be anywhere. So the 937, you should be after 504. And there's someone that's 111. I don't know where that's from, but we'll get to you next. So, again, thank you all, everybody that's joined us and has decided to spend a little time with us tonight. This is Doug Baker, and I'm doing many readings on here tonight. Once again, thanks to the Live Paranormal Network for having our show on here. This is going to be the Pararamble with Doug. And again, if you need to reach me for a private session, you can do that currently through the Readings by Doug page on Facebook. That's my business page, so you can message me there, and I can talk with you there, certainly, about a private thing. But in the meantime, if you've just got a question or something that could be addressed publicly and you don't mind, you can always call into the show. And tonight's call-in, I think the call-in number all the time is area code 347-202-0316. And now I'm going to go ahead and get ready and bring on the caller from 504. Let's see.
Hello.
Hello. Is this 504?
It is. My name's Debbie.
Well, hi, Debbie. This is Doug. Thank you so much for holding. I'm still figuring out all of the mechanics of running the show here, so I'm doing my best.
Okay.
I hope I didn't bore you through everything there, but what can I do for you tonight? That was kind of you to call in. What question is on your mind?
I've been having trouble at work. I work with a lady that's kind of mean, almost kind of crazy. And I feel like I was supposed to be there to learn some things, but it seems to be getting worse.
Okay, well, tell me, without breaking any privacy, What is the first letter of her first name?
H.
Okay, so we're going to call her Miss H. So if heaven forbid she would be listening to this, there's no way that you can get in any trouble at work for talking about Miss H. So you never know. People are awfully too happy these days out there in the workforce over selling things. So we're going to call her Miss H. And what I'm going to look at is I started to pick up cards, but I saw it because I do tarot cards too, but I'm seeing some real clear from Spirit here, and I've got a couple of things to tell you. One, this person's life looks like it's cycling down. And when I say this, they're losing connection. Well, let me elaborate. I mean, there's more info there. When everyone's life runs in a cycle. Okay. So, everyone's life runs in cycles. And how do I put this? This one has got some stuff, much like you said you had some things to learn. So does Miss H. And Miss H, our lessons often like, okay, I'll explain it this way. First, there's one piece of wood on the wood pile. Everybody's seen a wood pile. You start with one piece. If you don't get the lesson at one piece, then it rolls around, you got three pieces. Then it rolls around, you got five. Then it rolls around, and they build up. It's still the same lesson because God doesn't care how long it takes us to learn a lesson. God's God. Wow. God learned all lessons already. So the lessons that are rolling in for this one, and without being, because I don't want to sound like this person's dug the hole for themselves, but they kind of did.
Yeah, they did.
What I'm gonna ask you is, and you don't have to share this on the air. This is just something I want you to think about for you. Because at this point, as this person's energy reaches closer and closer to the kind of supernova issue, because when this one, there's a couple of things here. There's something running in the background that they're just turning the heat up one higher and higher. And when that blows up, this one looks like they're going to blow up all over the place. So what I'm going to tell you that I would recommend you do is you want to start doing damage control for you now because you don't want all this shit getting all over you is what I'm going to say. Now, the easiest, most general thing, and this is not go pay somebody, you know, you don't have to pay anybody to do it. The thing you want to do is, and it's so easy, and it is so easy that you may think, what the heck is Doug talking about? There's no way that's going to do anything because it's so simple, but it will work. And what you want to do is, first off, when you're ready, you're going to close your eyes and you're going to feel a white light, not like as bright as the sun, but like you look at a light bulb when it comes on. You don't have to do this because you don't want this kind of flare burn in your eye. But see that white light going all around you, and you layer it on thick. And this will only take you a few minutes, tops, the first time. And the point is, you're covering up anything on you that could be a weak point. Because that kind of energy, when it blows up, looks for a weak point to take somebody out. Because this person's energy is, and I could be wrong. I mean, hey, you do get what you pay for. But I'm telling you, you invested your time, so I'm going to give you what I got. When they blow up, they're going to try and take other people with them. So what I want you to do.
You're not way out there because she actually told me she was going to pull down as she could.
Okay. Well, this is why they're saying damage control now. So starting now, and I would suggest even tonight before you go to bed or if you're a night worker before you go in especially, see Miss H, and you don't have to give her any extra love, any support. You don't have to create any stability for her because any stability energy you send right now is going to be wasted. What I want you to do is put the white light around her. Start it inside her. See it grow, come out to the edges of her energy field. And then wrap it around and ball her up in it. And what that's going to do is it's going to keep her negativity at least off of you.
It may not
turn her into a wonderful sunshine ball that everyone loves, That's idiotic to expect that. All we're doing here is doing damage control for you. Because when she, I mean, tomorrow she could decide to stop being a turd and smooth things out. But that looks highly unlikely here. That looks like it's less than 5% likely. So what I would say to you is do that and do it every day. And it, once you do it the first time, it'll only take a couple of seconds. And you don't have to do it in front of her. You do it at home in the safe, where your safety and comfort of your home, because you're just going to close your eyes. You're going to see her. She doesn't have to be looking at you. You just see her, and you fill her up with that white light. You just bless her with it. Because all it's going to do is protect you and keep that crap, that if it is crap, you know, because I'll put it this way. I've communicated where I thought I was doing a great job, and I was bumbling it up terrible and pissing people off. I didn't mean to, but I had done it.
Right.
So if it's a miscommunication, it's not going to make it any worse. So the minimum this is going to do is stop that situation from degrading any further as far as it impacting you more negatively.
Thank you.
So you're welcome. And it's so easy to do. People, you know, people think, oh, I've got to do this and that. And I'm like, honey, you don't have to be a witch and cast spells and do all that. You can, but you don't have to. Prayer is the prayer and visualization are so close in energy. It's they're a step away. But the thing is, that will work on minimizing what's going on with this person. And it'll work for anybody. Now, if you have someone in a relationship that you want to bless, let's say your daughter's doing something and you want to make sure she's got extra protection, put it on her. It'll brighten that up. And it'll brighten up the relationships between you. And I use to say brighten up because you'll see the things that are the issues in the background that are having the trouble. And it'll show you what they are so you can heal them. But with Miss H, just minimize the damage. That's what you want to do with her, because if you don't, there's strong likelihood you'll be finding a new job. What I would do now, no, it's not. Now, the thing is, you know about it now. It doesn't, because the thing is, what I also want to show for you is, I want you to have the best resolution you can possibly have that suits you the best.
Mm-hmm.
So, putting in the white light situation, if something else brings up, because here's the deal. Spirit may have a better job than either you or I know about for you right now.
Okay.
And putting that white light in the situation will give Spirit the opportunity to pay attention here. I put it this way.
Okay.
You know how many churches, and we're not going to go into a church here, church there, but you've seen a TV program with a church on it before, I'm sure. They have a candle lit in the background. You know why they light a candle? Because when you light a candle, that tells Spirit, pay attention here. God, please pay attention here. That's why people light candles when they pray. It gets God's focus, at least just for a second. But the point is, you're doing that without lighting a candle. This is how you spiritually light a candle and bless the situation. Because you're not asking a blessing for Miss H so that she gets paid off and gets what she wants so she can go away. You just want to make sure that as she goes away, she doesn't take you with her. But if you don't do anything to balance the situation now, well, and you won't, because this person's energy looks very sneaky. And there's threatening. There's a, I want to be the boss, I'm not, or I'm not as high of a boss as I want to be. But I don't know that there's any way you're going to be able to smooth this out with this person. That's why I want you to just minimize what's going to happen there, because you can't stop. Okay, it's unlikely that you will stop what's going on with this person. And this allows you to create a difference for you without, frankly, did you ever hear that old adage where you don't cast pearls before swine because it annoys the, you know, you lose the pearls and it annoys the pig? That's what you'd be doing. So we're not going to waste your pearls and we're not going to waste your time. This puts this blessing on it, but it protects you. Now, that would be the best thing I can tell you to do. And also, the second thing I would suggest to you to do is this. I don't know if you pray or if you meditate normally or anything, but in the background, what I would say is do this. I would say, this would be my new mantra. from now forward until the situation resolves would be God or spirit, because you can even ask for your higher self to do it, because that's who gets your prayers first, because they go up the way they need to. Is it spirit? Don't let me miss a trick, or don't let me miss a beat. Don't let me miss a hit,
okay.
A spiritual hit. So okay. If there is a clue, oh, by the way, Debbie, there's a job over here that's freaking perfect for you that uses all of your skills and pays you 2 times as much, and all you have to do is go over here and talk to Lisa or whoever, and it takes you away from Miss H altogether, that's a better resolution than waiting around to see how it's going to blow up on her.
Yes,
so that
absolutely.
Makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
So those are the 2 things I'm going to tell you to do. I want you to put that white light blessing on, and I want you to ask Spirit to make sure you don't miss anything. And you won't.
Okay.
If you are genuinely serious about it when you plug it in, there is no way God's going to let you miss anything important. You might miss a garage sale because but that will work. Nothing important you will miss. I promise you, you won't. God's not going to let you miss it. You were sincere to ask. Your guides will plug it in. But thank you so much for waiting. I really appreciate it. It was fun talking to you tonight.
You too.
And
thank you. You think I'll be
all right? You're welcome.
Right,
I think you will, hon. You got into it at the right time because when there's a reason you called. So you needed to know, one, your intuition was right. Two, you're being warned already, clearly, what's going on. You already knew. And when I said something you'd already heard and we didn't talk ahead of time, that should tell you Spirit had your interest at heart. So that's why I'm telling you, they're not going to let you miss anything. But I think you'll be okay. But I do have to tell you, you do have a small vibe of a better job coming. So that's the other reason I want you to know, tell God not to let you miss anything so that you don't miss that opportunity, because you don't need to get the here's the other thing. Let's say Miss H was supposed to be your teacher for a lesson, but she ends up being too hard of a teacher and it's just not working for you. God will find somebody else to teach you the lesson. You don't have to stay there to get it.
Well,
got
I
it?
Feel like I learned it. I'm tougher now than I used to.
Well, you probably
you know?
Did, but I just don't want you to think that God stuck you there because that was the only place you could get that lesson. If you've gotten it, you've got it, and it's not going to move with you to the new job, or it will dissipate to its native nothingness where it is.
Okay.
But you're in the process of this person's influence winding down. That's why I want you to do protection work around it on yourself so you don't get nailed by it.
Okay.
Spirit was watching out for you. That's why you called, because you just needed somebody to confirm and let you know, oh, hey, you're not crazy. This really is happening. Fix it. And you can fix it. You're the only one that can. I can pray for you, but I don't know what Miss H looks like. You do. So when you do that prayer, you put that white light around her and do it. And I know it sounds basic, but I promise you it'll make a huge difference if you start doing it every day. And remember, you're not doing it for her, you're doing it for you.
But I put it around me too, right?
You put it around you first because it protects you. And then when you put it around her, don't take it out of you. Just start a whole new God's Holy Spirit light in her. That's what the white light is. And grow it out around her, because that creates a bubble around her that her crap will be much less likely to be able to get out of and negatively influence you.
Well, you're going to laugh, but Thursday she almost took, there's another girl, Jay, that works with us, and we all three almost got fired. So she was trying to pull us all down with her.
Well, I'm just going to consider that as Spirit's talking pretty clearly tonight. I'm happy.
Very clear. Very clear.
And that's the thing. If you have other questions you need to ask me, you can certainly message me and we'll try and go through them. I do have to get on to the other callers now, and I'm sorry about that. But thank you so much for calling.
And,
if you want to get in touch with me, you can reach me on my Facebook page, which is Readings by Doug. It's all one word. And message me on there. And I do private sessions, too. This is just my way to give out because I can give back to people this way. And if they've just got one question like that, you're all set. But, yeah, you can reach me on there.
Okay.
And that'll be great. Thank you, and good luck
thank
with managing Miss H. You got this.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. There, I think we lost caller 111. I'm sorry about that. If you are out there listening still. We've got one more person in there now, and then you would be next. So if you want to call back here in a few minutes, you certainly can. I've got a few minutes left to talk to people. I'm going to have to try and move a little quicker. But sometimes I spend a little more time with the caller because I really feel like their information, at least the general part of it, can be very useful to anyone who's listening tonight. And that technique I was telling you about, that white light technique, it's a great basic beginning meditation. But the key is it really works. And if you'll do it, you can bless people that are important to you. You can bless situations. You can bless yourself. You can bless your pets, your car, if you're going to be driving somewhere far, or if you're going to be on an airplane, bless the airplane. If you're going to be going in for the vaccine and you're worried about being in that big medical place, bless the heck out of that place. Ask God to white light everybody in there for you. You don't have to visualize each person yourself to do it. But it, in some situations, it works best to do. Like if you've just got one person, yes, absolutely, do that yourself. But you don't have to envision everybody in a whole gosh darn medical clinic to get it done. God will do that for you. But do that. Remember, you've got some control in a situation. You've got some power. You can ask for a blessing to be put down. God, you know, it doesn't say anywhere where God said, you know, two or more gathered together and I'll tell them to bug off. I didn't see that verse. What I did see was what you ask for, God gives you, if you'll let you have it. So plug that in, do that. And again, this is the Pararamble Radio Hour here with Psychic Doug Baker. That's me. And our guest call-in number is 347-202-0316. And we are on the Live Paranormal Network here. And again, we want to thank you to them for getting us on here tonight. And I want to thank all of you listening. And I'm going to tell you one more time, you can reach me on Facebook at Readings by Doug. And as soon as I have more options available for where you can find me on the social media, I'll put that out too. But right now you can find most anything you're going to need to know there. You can reach me for private bookings there. I do phone readings, video readings, radio readings. I think you get the point there. But anyway, that's the end of the promotion for that moment. So I'm going to go ahead and get to the caller in 937, and I'm going to see if we can get them on now. Hello, is this 937?
Yes, it is.
Well, hi there. Thank you for calling. I'm sorry it took so long. Thank you for being patient and waiting in the background there. What can I do for you? What question do you have?
I'm wondering if I have anything important or great coming up in my future.
Well, all right. That's a fun question. Let's see what we get. So I think I'm going to give you a little mini tarot reading, and I'll give you what your guides plug in with it as well. So give me just a second, and I'm going to draw a couple cards for you. Now, usually when we look at future stuff, we look out maybe 6 months to a year, but if there's something further out and it shows up, I'll tell you about it. But give me just a second, and I'll get these shuffled, and we'll see what you get. Okay, well, that was a quick shuffle. Now, well, Four of Swords. Okay, so isn't this interesting? I pulled three cards for you, one of which is a trump, which is the more important ones as far as we look at life situations in tarot cards. But the first thing, honey, I've got to tell you, the first feeling I got from you when I started talking to you is a strong intuitive. So if you're not showing signs of psychic awareness now, I would expect that to be showing up pretty soon. And if it's already there, I'm going to encourage you to work with it a little bit, because you've got one of the cards in the deck that actually depicts someone who is deceased. And let me explain that. No, it doesn't mean you're going to die or somebody else is going to die. What it means is, in this connotation, well, I have to be clear because I don't, like I said, I don't want to scare people. So what this tells me is you've got the ability to communicate with spirit. This can be people who are in spirit. I mean, people that used to be people. So it can be people that have crossed over. You can probably and if you can communicate with them, you'll certainly get into the angelics and the guides and that for people. So if you're not getting that, I'm going to tell you this is going to be the first thing that's going to show up for you. And we'll look at the future stuff more so as well, because that wheel is a great card. I love that, but I had to start with this. Then you've got the Ace of Cups, which is an immense amount of emotional depth. So I want to tell you, this is part of the reason why people can't hear you when they're talking, or when you're talking, they can't understand you, because you have got so much more depth than most people are used to. Most people are used to swimming in the shallow end, and you're more like the Atlantic Ocean versus the little city pool. Does this make sense? You have got such a strong depth to you with this Ace of Cups. That, I could tell you, honey, you could be doing some writing, you could be doing music, you could be doing art pieces, but I'm seeing like something that reaches across the soul, and for most people, that's music, or to some, and I'm not saying you need to go start writing music, but that talent could easily be in your background. Now, that could also be, that could be the artistry of expression, that could be rap, that could be, hell, there's all kinds of verbal music, not just I'm playing an instrument is what I'm trying to say, but I think of rap because there's so many people that do, like, my God, they're amazing poets. They are wordsmiths, and they communicate it just that fast because those songs are often very fast, is what I'm trying to say, but that would work very well for you too, but verbal communication for sure, but that depth there, honey. And the other thing is your personal relationships, it kills them if you can't develop a depth with them. You cannot stand shallow people. It won't work for you. So the first thing Spirit wants me to tell you is stop banging your head against the wall trying to look for an ocean when they're nothing but a cup. That is the most thing I'm getting from Spirit, of almost as a finger pointing, you know, a finger lash like Grandma would do. And it's saying stop beating your head against the wall. Because if it's no deeper than it is, excavation isn't going to work because you're not the excavator. So don't beat your head against the wall, because what I'm seeing here is this last, I want to say 6 to 8 months. I'm going to go a little further than that. I'm going to definitely say 8 months for you. So I would say almost the middle of last year. So it wasn't just that the pandemic had just hit. It'd been going on for probably 3-4 months. Before this, or maybe even 5, because I'm seeing July was the big time for you here. When the life just sort of, I don't want to say it took a shit, but it kind of did. You have been, and that is something you don't need a psychic for. Everybody and their brother has something that has gone wrong in the last time, so you didn't need me for that. But what I am saying is it's developed the depth in you as well. You've got some way to communicate here that is extremely important, but you had some changes from, because that Four of Swords energy is almost a death-like ending, because part of something we thought was really important just sort of falls off our plate, and we don't even notice it's not there anymore for a little while. But this last time here, like I said, since July, you've been developing even more, even more, even more. So if you're, I would be damn surprised if you couldn't go open up a psychic shingle yourself if you wanted to. But I want to encourage you to really look into developing this talent for yourself, because you have a wealth of talent that I don't believe you're utilizing nearly as much as you should. But stop looking in the damn shallow end of the pool, the kiddie pool. You can't dive into the kiddie pool. And Spirit, I don't know if this is your grandma or your great-grandma, but the real clear grandma energy, it's mother's side that is right here with you saying, stop trying to do that. You're not going to find it where it's your, there's something with the garden here. She says, you're not going to find that plant where it wasn't planted. And there's so much love here with it, and she wants me to make sure that I don't come off sounding like I'm being an asshole, because I don't mean to. There's a stern kind of a love here. It's more love than stern. But this is, you know, if she had a wooden spoon, I'd probably be getting cracked on my palm lightly with it, with a smile with it. That's what I'm seeing. So I need you to know that, and I've got to tell you, yes, you do have something great coming up for the future, but she says you got to stop looking in the shallow into the pool first. That's it. And she says you already know this. You already knew this. You've been trying to pep talk yourself up to it. There's two changes you need to make that as soon as you do, your life is going to skyrocket in a different direction. Much better, much faster. You're going to, in the month of October, this year, 2021, not 2022 or somewhere else, in the month of October or by the month of October is when these changes will be complete. One of them that you need to make, you know, is going to take you about 6 months. So you don't need to rush through it. Your timing is right because you are good at listening. Yes, you're stubborn, but that's because you give too much of a shit about people who don't have any more depth than what they have. And you're seeing more potential in some of them than they're ever going to be able to get to in this lifetime. I'm not going to say you're wrong about them, but you're seeing Sunday morning and they're on Monday afternoon the week before. And this lifetime's only going to let them get till Wednesday. You see what I'm saying? And yeah, that seems to be your big finger quotes problem that you're dealing with. You're giving them too much, but you yourself are a giver. See, this grandma, she didn't have any problem giving, but boy, she could stop the shit show if that's where the kids were going. And there is so much love here for you. She wants you to know that much for sure. And if she's not in spirit, this woman is one feisty little communicator wherever she's at. But I'm pretty sure she's in spirit. But what I'm seeing with her, though, she keeps saying you're not going to find it planted where it wasn't planted. If it wasn't there already, you're not going to put it there. It's not up to you to have to put it there. They got to want it planted. I want to go to the swimming pool reference. She wants to go to the garden, so I'm not going to argue with her. We're going to talk about the garden there. But that's that. I wish I had more time. My God, tonight went by so darn quickly. What I will tell you is, if you need any more info than that, please reach out to me on my Facebook page. I can give you my phone number there. I'm not giving out the number just yet on the air.
Right.
But you can reach me there at Readings by Doug on the Facebook. Also, I have email you can reach me at, which would be dougbaker888@gmail.com. You can reach me on email that way if you want. But that being said, thank you so much for waiting. I hope that answered your question. She's got, and I will tell you, if you want to work with her, I guarantee you she will work with you in spirit if you want to work to talk with her, because I know that's why they started with those cards the way they did. So she will probably be the first one you can talk to easily in spirit, because when she came through that quickly for me, they are right there for you. So talk to her when you're ready if you want to. I know she'll be there. If you want to make it easier, get yourself a light blue candle, and it can be one of those 7-day ones, or hell, start with a little votive one, whatever you want to work with. Get you one and light that when you want to talk with her, but I think that would be a wonderful thing to get started with. And thank you so much. You were a great call to end the show with. I really enjoyed it. And I hope I can talk with you again in the future. Thank you so much. Have
thank
a great
you.
Evening, and bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, guys. So thank you all for listening in tonight. Thank you to the callers that called. Gosh, this was fun. And boy, that hour flew by so fast. Once again, I want to say thank you to Live Paranormal for having us on. Thank you to all you listeners. And again, you can reach me next Tuesday at 9:00 on the Pararamble Radio Hour with Psychic Doug Baker. And you can reach me in the meantime at dougbaker888@gmail.com for an email. or on my Facebook page at Readings by Doug. And there you can find information about where I'm going to be, what shows and that. And again, if you'd like to book a private session, you can certainly message me either of those two ways to do that. I look forward to speaking with more of you next week. And I hope to hear from some of you privately. And have a wonderful night. I've got to get off here so the next show can start. I think Spotlight Paranormal's coming up next with their show. So thank you all so much. And if you can, stay and listen. And if not, we'll see you next week. Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.